Soko isika disendaba ku VOA Njebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Wolamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesine mhla ka 27 kuNtulikazi 2023 uGift Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Aso ndaba yombangazwe abantu esibameleyo bathe besiza kithi bafaka kwabasobala ukubana bona isikhalazo sabo ngesokuthi umthetho lo esikuthi Electoral Act awulandelwanga kuhle.
Umthetho ndaba we High Court uthi abamele ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change obulawayo akumelanga bencintise kukhetho olozayo. Umkhokeli wakwele Russia uMnumzana Vladimir Putin unika umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlobo lwendizamtshina ye-helicopter. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulumsakazo. Icalele High Court selinqume ukuba amalunga ebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change akumelanga ancintise kobulawayo kukhetho lwamalunga edala lephalamende ngoba baphuza ukuphanyeka amaphepha abo e-Nomination Court ngoNhlangula. Ibandla le-CCC lithi lizaphanyeka udaba lolu e-Supreme Court. Kubika u-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Isinqumo senziwe ngumantshi uBongani Ndlovu obemelwe nguJustice Nokuthula Moyo othe kusobala ukuthi abameli be-CCC lamanye amabandla baphanyeka amaphepha awo isikhathi esijayele, ngakho-ke kumele bangancintisi kukhetho oluzayo. Lokhu kukhomba ukuthi umphathi intambo wezemali uSikhutsamfundo uMthuli Ncube kulakho kungena kudala lephalamende engancintisanga e-Courtney Park kanye lomnumzana Raj Modi eBulawayo South. Umnumzana Ngqoba Izitha Ndlovu ligqwetha ebelimele abalitshumi nambili abamangalela amalunga e-TBC ngokuphanyeka udaba lolu emhlelondaba waphezulu ujabule okumangalisayo.
Aso ndaba yombangazwe abantu esibameleyo bathe besiza kithi bafaka kwabasobala ukubana bona isikhalazo sabo ngesokuthi umthetho lo esikuthi Electoral Act awulandelwanga kuhle ngoba u-nominating officer ngalelo langa wathatha amukela amaphepha ama-nomination papers yona i-court isivalile after 4 PM. Indaba yona le se-court ngisho le-judgment akunani lezombangazo kodwa kumayelana lezokhetho.
Enye inkokeli ye-Citizens Coalition for Change kobulawayo umnumzana Sengezo Thabangu uzondekabe ngesehlakalo lesi esithi umkhokeli webandla lakhe uNelson Jamisa nguye wadala lolu hlupho.
Saphuziswa ngenxa yokuthi kwakutshintshwa ama-signatures. Ngisola yena ngani ngoba nguye ukhetheka, kuzamele asitshele ukuthi uzabusa njani ilizwe kungelabulawayo. We need answers.
Omunye layo okhithiweyo ukuthi ancintise ngumsekeli kamongameli webandla le-United Zimbabwe Alliance umfundisi uFrank Mhlanga obencintisayo eBulawayo North kubameli bedala lephalamende usebuhlungini obukhulu.
Bangikhuphile lami, yingcekeza nje le, yidoti, kuyayangisa lokho. Kuyayangisa kakhulu ukuthi singaphiwi fair play, fair ground. Ayikho fair le nto yenziwayo.
Igqwetha likamfundisi Mhlanga lichasisa ngesinqumo sikamantshi.
Kamangu uThafaza Chimsaro owayekade emele uFrank Mhlanga silusizi ngejudgment esiphiwe yikhothi namhlanje. Ibizo likaFrank Mhlanga kuthiwe lona kumele angalifakwe emaphepheni ama-candidates ama-elections ka-2023. Okwamanje sisamelele ukubala i-judgment ngokugcweleyo ukuze sibone ukuthi sithatha siphi isibanga esilandelayo.
UNkosazana Fadzai Mahere esikhulume sebandla le-TBC uthi bazaphanika udaba lolu edale le-Supreme Court nesiphangiphangi. Kaselenzanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu laba kubandla le-TBC asebekhijiwe kukhetho lwamalunga edale lephalamende bemele ibandla leli. Idale le-Supreme Court lilahle isicelo sikaNkosazana Linda Masarila esokuthi kumele ancintise kukhetho lukamongameli. Wamisa ukwenza lokhu kulandela ukwethulwa yikhomishini yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission eyathi waphuza ukuphanyeka amaphepha akhe e-Nomination Court. Kusenjalo umthethwandaba we-High Court eHarare namuhla ulahle udaba lwe-TBC lebakade bezama ukuvimba abancintisa besebenza igama lalelo bandla bengakhethwanga ukuma-double candidates. Umnumzana Thinyathi Zinto ligqwetha ebelimele abalitshumi lanye 14 okuthiwa ngama-double candidates.
Qondileyo ukuthi umthetho uthini umthetho uyiko konoku akusebuyeleki emuva njalo akutshintshi.
Enye inkokeli yamandla le-Triple C umnumzana Jameson Timba usola isinqumo lesi.
Sobala ukuthi iindaba zombusazwe kumele zilungiswe ebhokisini ukuvota naso zisikuvume ukuthi noma mbani kumbe ngumthetho wokhetho kumbe lidale lenkantolo lisikhethi labamile.
Igqwetha lehlaziya zombusazwe umnumzana kucacaphulu uphosela umbono wakhe.
Baphuzile ukuletha amaphepha abo e-nomination board ngakho sebephumile ekhethweni okusho ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU-PF selizangena ke likhijini ngoba abantu asebe-opposa nabantu abangenamaphathi amakhulu angakhontesta ukuzayo abantu bazinika amakhwapha sibone ukuthi kuphambaniseke ngapho ukwenzela ukuthi kusasa ngoba phela ule 1 week ule 2 weeks almost yokufayela amaphepha kufayela ngelast minute sesibonile ukuthi yinto okungamelanga siyikhuthaze kusasa.
Ibandla le-ZANU-PF lalile ukhuluma ngesinqumo lesi kodwa izimoto zabo ziyabhotabhota edolobheni lakoBulawayo bayathithimba bethi sebenqobile. Ngimele Studio 7 ikamram ngeza Jesus Banda.
Umkhokheli wakwele Russia umnumzana Vladimir Putin usenike umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlobo lwendizamtshina yehelikopta. Abamele urhulumente babika ukuba uPutin unike uMnangagwa indizamtshina le kwele Russia lapho uMnangagwa asemhlanganweni omkhulu weRussia Africa Summit. Elezimbabwe lathenga indizamtshina ezimbalwa kwele Russia okuthiwa zizasetshenziswa ukuthwala izigulane lokuhlenga uzulu engozini ezijiyeneyo. Kusenjalo eleRussia lithi lizanika eleZimbabwe, ele-Ethiopia, Somalia lamanye amazwe umumbu olesilinganiso esuka inkulungwane ezingamatshumi amahlanu zamathani 50,000 tons ilizwe linye ngalinye. UPutin uthi ukudla lokhu akusoze kuhlawulelwe ngamazwe aza kuthola. ELeRussia lisanda kuphuma kwisivumelwano sokuthwalwa komumbu ingqoloyi lokunye kwele-Ukraine okulempi eyesabekayo. Ngesikhathi sokusele inyanga eyodwa ukuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho eZimbabwe, uthi usokhuma lokuxoxa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa ngolwazi ezilalo ngalolu khetho lezombusazwe eZimbabwe.
Iningi labadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa sebetshengise ukuthi balolwazi olukhulu ngokhetho oluza kuqhutshwa mhlaka 23 ngabakazi kanye lezombusazwe. Kodwa iningi labeZimbabwe laba bathi abaselalo ethemba lokuthi ukhetho lungaletha inguquko elizweni labo. Baningi njalo abangafuni lokukhuluma ngendaba zezombusazwe besithi ziyabulalisa. Iningi labafuna ukukhuluma abafisi kwaziwe ukuthi yibo abatheni besithi besabela ukuthi lokho kungabadalela uhlupho nxa besethekelela eZimbabwe. Unkosikazi Melisa Mkandla uthi lobanje ehlala kwele South Africa uzazi zonke izitemo zebandla lakhe leZANU-PF.
ZANU-PF hoyi, Mnangagwa hoyi, Musancube hoyi, asivukeni makomrade, asivukeni akugezi, akugezi bomama, sambeni kwaDlamdima.
Unkosikazi Ellen Dlovu odabuka eCholocho uthi lobanje sekule minyaka eminingi wagcina ukuvota ukwazi kahle okwenzakala eZimbabwe ozombusazwe.
Imbala engiyaziyo embili ngiyaziyo eZANU-PF oluhlaza lowe-Triple C olithanga. Ukuvota ke mina ngigcine ngesikhathi iZaphu igwinywa iZanu.
Umnumzana Nelson Maphosa uthi yena akazihluphi ngokhetho ngoba esazi ukuthi alukaze luguqule lutho kusukela iZimbabwe ithola uzibuse ngo-1980.
iZANU-PF ihlezi ukhetho iLurobha njalo. Manje sineqembulele abathi Triple C elibonakala lilamandla amakhulu lizonqoba ukhetho. Kodwa ke eZimbabwe ngokuba vele akula bandlela ke lanqoba ukhetho labaphambili labusa laphathizwe.
Lokhu kuphikiswa ngumnumzana Thabani Gumbo olokhe esaseZimbabwe uthi ibandla lakhe lezanu PF lizanqoba mgceke hathi ngokuqilibezela esithi umgokheli waleli bandla umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usenze izimanga kusukela engena esikhundleni sokuba umongameli.
Ukhangile imisebenzi esiyenziwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uGetsi uselungisisile Robert Capra Mugabe International Airport isichelisiwe uphakamise indlu yepalamende entsha kulesibhedlela ezimbalwa asezidilivile.
Ngakolu nhlangothi umnumzana Themba Sikhosana uthi ithuba lokuthi ibandla lezanu PF linqobe kulolu khetho lingangentunjana yena lithi.
Ngibona i-CCC engathi izohamba phambili, izithembisa abazithembisayo zibonakala zingathi zinhle. Yileyo generation eyazalelwa engcindezini sebethi ukuthi ku-enough abakubonile lo buhlungu abakuzwayo usegazini.
Umnumzana Bongani Mathe, umgcinihlalo webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change eJohannesburg, uthi njengebandla sebesebenze gadalala bezama ukufundisa izalwane zeZimbabwe kwele-South Africa ngokuqakatheka kokuthi baphatheke kwezokhetho.
Wonke umuntu ipolitiki yosuku iyamthinta. Ukuthi isinkwa siyimalini namhlanje kudalwa yipolitics. So umuntu ongasebenziyo upolitiki, ipolitiki yona iyamsebenza njalo. So kubalulekile ukuthi izizalwane zonke zibekwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani elizweni elezipharticipate. Ngoba abantu bengathula nje bahlale emuva. Ilizwe liyaqhubeka, lama-politicians kuyawenza enze umathanda ngoba ibona ukuthi abantu abalandayo.
Banengi-ke abangaziyo abameli babo khathesi emakhansilini ledale lephalamende. Iningi alazi njalo ukuthi ngobani abakhankasela ukubamela endaweni zabo ekhethweni oluzayo. Izizalo zeZimbabwe lezi zikhala ngokuthi kazibhalisanga ukuvota okubangelwe ukuthi uhulumende ubancitshe ithuba lokuvota bese-South Africa lapho abasebenza khona. Ngimelesitulo 7 Johannesburg kwele-South Africa nginguThuso Khumalo.
Uhulumende uthi kuqakathekile ukuba abesilisa labesifazana bebe lamalungelo afanayo njalo abesifazana benze abakufunayo ngemizimba yabo hatshi ukucatshangelwa ngabesilisa, kubika uMavis Gama.
Lokhu kwethulwe emhlanganweni lamhla eHarare obuqoqwe inhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba wonke e-United Nations Population Fund obekuhlolisiswa isimo senani labantu emhlabeni ukwelamisa abantwana lobudlelwano babesilisa labesifazane. Bekunanzwa usuku lokuhlolisisa inani labantu emhlabeni wonke olwe-World Population Day okwakumele lunanzwe mhlaka 11 Ntulikazi, njalo kuhlolisiswa impumela ye-State of the World Population Report. Umnumzana Moses Mike, umabhalane omkhulu wohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngendaba zabesifazane, amabhizimusi amancane lokunye eZimbabwe, uthi kuqakathekile ukuba kulinganiswe amathuba lamalungelo abantu bonke.
Women's bodies should not be held captive to choices made by governments or other individuals. Women must be able to choose if, when, and how many children they would like to have.
Umsekeli womeli we-UNFPA eZimbabwe, uDr. Gulnara Kadraklova, uchasise kabanzi ngodaba lolu.
To give opportunities not only a matter of choice, but also some provisions that individuals can exercise their rights. In terms of health, education, employment, it's about individual choice.
Isakhamuzi seHarare umnumzana Michael Mpala uyakusekela lokhu.
Ngoba nanxa yethetho ibiye kithi, nami ngimthethe wabuya kithi, kusho ukuthi laye ngumuntu oqakathekileyo. So kumele sihlale phansi mina lo nkosikazi wami sikhulume sodwa, sibekwazi ukuthi abantwana esizabafuna umtshado wethu bangaki, njalo yena ufuna ukuyenzani kusiya phambili. Ngoba ngiyakwazi ukuthatha umuntu oye-university akaqede i-degree lakhe, akaqede ezinye imfundo zakhe.
Umpala uthi kuqakathekile njalo ukuthi abesifazane bephiwe amathuba lokutsho abafisa ukukwenza ngemizimba yabo.
Ngibona kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi sibanayo omama laba la, sikhulume labo, sibabone, singaphongi ukuthi ha ngoba mina yimi ubaba so kumele ngibe labantwana abayi-5 abayi-10. yini akukhuluma ukuthi hayi mina baba ngifuna ukuthi at least ngomnyaka ongaka ngibe nabantwana bakhe.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngunkosikazi Abigail Mumpambi, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ekhankasela ukufundiswa ukaZulu ngesisekelo sombuso ye-hashtag this constitution.
Kudingakala ukuthi omama namakhazana babe lemfundiso epheleleyo njalo egcweleyo uma sesikangalele lezi ndaba, ngoba lezi ndaba sikhuluma ngendaba ezisensitive, zindaba ezefamily, zindaba ezesociety.
Kusenjalo unkosikazi Virginia Mwanikwa, esinye isiphathamandla se-commission ye-Zimbabwe Gender Commission, ukhala ngokuthi eZimbabwe konke okuhambelana lokwelamisa abantwana lokunye kukhokhelwa ngabesilisa.
If they are not the ones making decisions, to at least influence the decisions. Women then also do not have informed choices.
Uhulumende uphinde wakhala ngabantwana ababamba izisu besakhula. Uthi kumele kumiswe lokhu ngoba kubisela muva abantwana abaningi abangamankazana. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Sengangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sike sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ele Russia liqhubekela phambili lihlasela kwele Ukraine, ikakhulu edolobheni le-Odessa lapho libhomba khona iziphala ezigcine ukudla kanye lezindlu zikaZulu. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Ibutho lakwele Niger lithi lisekela ukugenqulwa kukahulumende kamnumzana Mohamed Bazoum ngabanye babo. Ele France lithi lisahlolisisa okwenzakalayo. Inhlanganiso ye-ECOWAS layo ithi isadingisisa okwenzakala kule Niger. Inhlanganiso le kayisekeli ukungenela kwebutho kwezembusazwe. Iqhubekela phambili imidlalo ye-FIFA World Cup kwele Australia lakwele New Zealand. Emdlalweni edlalwe namhla, ele Nigeria linqobe ele Australia 3-2, kwathi ele Portugal lanqoba ele Vietnam 2-0. Bathukuthele abakubandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change abalamalunga asemiswe ukuncintisa kukhetho lwamalunga ejala lephalamende kobulawayo oluzaqhutshwa mhla ka-23 Ncwabakazi. Abanye bachothoza umkhokeli webandla le-CCC uNumzana Nelson Chamisa abathi nguye owenze kwavinjwa amalunga alitshumi lambili 12 abuba kubandla leli ngumthethwandaba we-High Court. Kodwa abakubandla le-CCC bathi ibandla le-ZANU-PF yilo elenze ukuba amalunga alo avinjwe ukuncintisa kukhetho oluzayo. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu, sixoxele lomnumzana Mfotho Mlalazi okubandla le-CCC lomnumzana Mlungisi Moyo okubandla le-ZANU-PF. Umlalazi usungula lingxoxo.
Ngokuswelakala kwenhlanhla sesifike ku-situation e-worse than ekaMgabe. UMgabe lanxa wayekuzonda kumbe kusaba, wayengakakuvalela ukuthi umle ekhethweni, ayahamba ekhethweni, ayekwenza kwenza ekhethweni. Laba esesibabona namhlanje asebesebenzisa ama-sports esivele siwazi ukuthi a-captured ngumnankagwa lo Virginia Mabhiza kusukela kudala. Namajaji abasala benikeza izimali nguhulumeni, mhlawumbe sesibona kuvela sobala ukuthi banikeze izimali zokuthi benzeni. Nanku phela sesile judgment enje esingavumelani layo thina njengabantu nje beZimbabwe, sithi thina umuntu wonke kahambe ekhethweni odliwayo aziwe, kungabi lo muntu osabayo osuka asebenzise isandla semthetho.
Ye, ngena khonapho baba Moyo.
UFotho lapha ukhuluma nje ngenhliziyo ebuhlungu, kodwa is speaking from the opposition which is uninformed. Yebo, naye sekakhuthiwe ekhethweni, akusiko ukuthi bayazondwa, akusukuthi abathandwa, ngoba phesimele eqinisweni ama-constituency lawo abantu laba abakhuthiekhethweni kusukisela kuphoma ekuthini ye-MDC esike sayowina kanye silo modi bazowawina futhi kwi-by-election. Significantly awakho significant ama-constituency lawo, ngoba noma ebe-contesta noma kathi nga-contesta i-ZANU-PF ngeke iswele 63%. Ngizathi ngibuyele futhi kuzizathu. Ubaba uFotho lapha ubuze abekwazi inkinga isukele ngakiwe. UPhezulu wabe uChamisa nge-strategy sakhe lelokuthiwa i-strategic ba-appointe abantu abakhanela ama-nomination form, baba bababili, baba batatu, baba banengi. Wakina kwa hile confusion. Nata wabula wawo mwazi kwa ami hulu ndo itokutuwa mbu sofiso. Mwe kato usawo ya kena. Lastability wakuchu. Signature ya kiko nezwe. That's the reason why you told me to kuma conference ama tatu wako kwa hile la matatu kandite. Amanda kwa hile mbuso. Amanda kwa hile mwanya maa pointiza kutamu. So then, when you have it, the insight is very clear. Elimination is in a bala, 4 o'clock. It cannot accept anything. But now, when you see four of their candidates submitted AMA nomination papers, actually, a day after the material time, umakangeli zikaje zisaidwe na mapepa hambe haiko. Abane ba submitted after abane AMA 2-1. But the insight electoral act is very clear. Elimination court is valid before.
Yes, so we're going to go. Yes,
As long as it was submitted, or as long as it was at the court for a tire, or we still not cut it at the electoral court, we are valid on the corner. Even the polling station, in a very valid one speak. Labo bantu abavele sebe inside the polling station belinde ukuvota bayavumeleka ipolling station ingaziyevalwa even the following day as long as labo bantu belokhu bekhona kuqhi permissible of law. So iZANU-PF we are saying ukuthi instead of fighting ama political battles ku political ground kubehamba bayesebenzisa umthetho to fight political battles. So the minimum level high court, abantu bezimbabwe in general basekile njalo ibanga le CPC selipronounce ukuthi lizasi appeal. So abangajabuli abakhuphi inyawo ezikhwameni omlungisi bami ukujabula ngoba udaba lusazohamba phakathi ibanga le CPC nge-understanding yethu yasemthethweni i-appeal to the Supreme Court will suspend the high court ruling.
Baba Moyo, ngena khona baba.
Ngiyamuzwa angina bengingathi ukuthi siyajabulela bengithi ngendlela ukuthi uswazi lolu abaluthole lusuke emakhodi kalube yisifundo bona balibanja elingenamastructure yikubona manje ma sikhuluma ngokulawayo kulokho kuthele amakhandidate amabhaki omunye ngowentumbane omunye ngowephumula omunye ngowempofoma something sotre labo bantu labo ngabe-Triple C labo babefayela amaphepha abo ngesikhathi. And then if you do it, you will know e-submission yakhe is very correct. Ukuthi nxa unga-submit a defective nomination, as long as it's still the same nomination and it's effectiveness without a hand correct, they are minor. Into a signature is a matter because that's what defines ukuthi ngwali pivati. Bona, what do you have to do with the matter of the assignment? Naba babi kile ngopo. Aya sayle ngumbusu. Kanti vye kohti wato kuvieni a new thing. So literally gabala we have to go and press for that.
Lapha lizwe umnumzana Mlungisi Moyo okubandla leZANU-PF lomnumzana Fortune Mlalazi okubandla leCCC bexoxa leStudio 7. Bathabe okumangalisayo abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule Botswana asebenza ukwenelisa ukuba izizalwane zakulelo lizwe kulandela isinqumo somthethondaba esikubeka sobala ukuthi umuntu usevunyelwa ukuba isizalwane samazwe amabili, kubika umqondisi Dube.
Umthetho ndaba waphezulu owe High Court kwele Botswana wanquma nyakenye ukuthi le Botswana kumele livumele ukuthi izalwane zalo zibe ne dual citizenship, kodwa ile Botswana la kuphisa lokho laphanyeka udaba lo lemthetho ndaba ophezulu owe Court of Appeal. Abamile ele Botswana abasanda kwethula umbiko othi abasaqhubekeli phambili ngodaba lolu. Lokhu kusho ukuthi okwethulwa ngumthetho ndaba we High Court ngomnyaka ka 2022 sokumele kusebenze elizweni. Lokhu kube izindaba ezimnandi kwabadabuka ezimba abahlala kwele Botswana ikakhulu abalemuli lezizalwane zeBotswana. Isinqumo esitsha sitsho ukuthi akusela sidingo sokuthi abeZimbabwe abafuna amaphepha awokuba ngaba kwele Botswana ahlanekele ukuba ngweZimbabwe, njalo abantwana abalabazali abadabuka emazweni amabili achiyeneyo akusela sidingo sokuthi bakhethe ilizwe elilodwa uma besenelisa iminyaka yamashumi amabili lanye i-21. Umnumzana Titus Nxumalo olemuli lesizalwane seBotswana uyamukele ngenjabulo inyathela elitsha phezu kodaba lwe-dual citizenship.
Iphela leli siyalithokozela kakhulu, kutshengisela ukuthi ihulumende eBotswana ihulumende yazi ngelungelo labantu ezwe labantu, ngoba iminyaka yonke le besivele sikhathazeka. Nxa ulahlekelwa yi-citizenship yakho yokuzalwa, uzwe ngani kulenye into elahlekileyo empilweni yakho? Impilo yakho ayisaphindi ifane. Lanxa uphethe amaphepha lawo wabambile omabili, elinye ulibambe ngapha elinye ulibambe nga, uzwa kusala ukuthi wehlukane le mvelaphi yakini.
Uqhubeke sithi njalo kibo abafuna ukuntshintsha amaphepha kutsho ukuthi akusoke kube lezidingo zokungena emaofisini achiyeneyo kudingwa usizo.
Izithupha zami zeBotswana lazo ziqakatheke kakhulu, zonke zisebenza okufana nayo. Le bantwaneni akusasihlukuluzi kangako ngoba besiba lomsebenzi omningi okutshintsha amaphepha amaningi, amanyuzufe ungawaqedanga.
Unkosazana Sindiso Spanda, isizalwane seZimbabwe odayisele iminyaka eminingi ephila kwele Botswana, uthi inyathela le-dual citizenship liqondile ikakhulu kukhangelwe abantwana.
Ngithakazelela okwenziwe ngumbuso weBotswana ukunikeza abantu i-dual citizenship. Ngitsho njalo ngoba mina nginabantwana abangu-2, ngazalelwa eZimbabwe, ngumuntu weZimbabwe, but ngihlale lapha eBotswana for 25 years, abantu bami bazalelwe lapha. So kubanika ithuba elihle lokuthi bazikhethele ukuthi bangafuna ukuyahlala ngaphi. Njengoba izinto zingamanga kuhle ekhaya eZimbabwe, bahlezi lapha kuhle kumnandi. Kodwa-ke nxa izinto zingenzeka ukuthi zingahambi kuhle ezweni leBotswana, bazikhethele ukuthi bangabuyela eZimbabwe, bayihlale eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Ntokozo Thebe olemuli kwele Botswana, njalo laye njengabanye bakhe abeZimbabwe uthi lokhu kuhle kakhulu ukuvumela i-dual citizenship.
Nxa i-government eBotswana isithi umntwana ozelwe li-foreigner like i-GT namaZimbabwe, he or she can hold i-dual citizenship eZimbabwe laseBotswana. It can help ukuthi lamhlanje sefuna uhambe sekuyele ekhaya, kumbe nesedecide ukuthi ngelapha awusahambi kahle, sekudecide ukuthi ehlala kwelakini, kube lula kuye.
Okunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe community kwele Botswana, umnumzana Sifas Chuma uthi indaba ye-dual citizenship ibuye ngesikhathi esiqondileyo.
Silabaningi lapha asebethethe lapha, asebethethwe lapha. Uyathola ukuthi umuntu wakhona uyafisa ukuphila indawo zonke. Abantwana bazalwele lapha, labo bayafisa ukuthi bazikhethele ukubana kumbe omunye abefuna ukuba i-citizen kundawo zonke, ngoba uyabe ungakwazi ukuthi impilo yangaphi. So iningi labo kuba nzima ukuthi akhethe umntwana ukuthi ukhethe ukuba umZimbabwe kumbe ukuba umTswana.
Omele iZimbabwe kwele Botswana, umnumzana Henry Mkonweshuro ubonge okwenziwe ngele Botswana esithi kungenelana lokwenziwa iZimbabwe ngaphansi kwesisekelo esitsha sombuso esika 2013.
What it basically means is that all those with children born here will not have the troubles of going through.
Lokhu kutsho ukuba abantwana abazalwa lapha abasoke bethwale nzima ngokugijima bezama ukuntshintsha amaphepha. Ngitsho labazali abafuna ukuba ngabalapha sekuza kuba lula kibo.
EleZimbabwe lalo liyavumela ukuthi umuntu abe le-dual citizenship. Lokhu kumunyethwe kusisekelo sombuso esalotshwa ngomnyaka ka-2013. Ngenxa yokungahlaliseki kwesimo somnotho eZimbabwe, inengi eliphuma phandle kwelizwe ligcina liyakhe imizi, njalo lathatha amaphepha oba izalwane zamazwe afana Botswana, South Africa, Britane, Melika kanye lamanye amazwe. Ngingumqondisi Dubo wendaba ze-Studio 7, ngisabron kwele Botswana.
Kulive talk namhla sixoxa ngokhetho oluzayo. Singagqibi uhlelo lwethu othi sikhangele besilazo. Umthetho ndaba we-court uthi abamele ibandla le-CCC obulawayo akumelanga abe ncithiswe kukhetho. sigcuba lapha uhlelo lethu oluvalisayo. Umthombo sithemba uGibbs Dube lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.